I tend to agree with people like Townes Van Zandt and the character of Barton Fink, you know, that the greatest art does come from suffering. I don't tend to really write great songs when I'm all that happy, because I don't feel like writing. I'm busy having fun.
Writing the songs for his latest record, Honeydew, Sean Mullins had plenty of sad to draw from. But he came through on the other side with an album full of rich, character-driven tunes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Sean Mullins had been making music for 10 years before he hit it big with the song Lullaby, and it's been 10 years since. So the hit, the tour bus life, and the Grammy nomination were more detour than expectation for the Georgia troubadour. The norm for Sean is traveling solo, sharing songs, and absorbing the stories of people around him. And many of those tales make their way onto his latest album, Honeydew. His role of storyteller also finds him looking inward, and he had good reason to be introspective as the death of his mother began a string of tough times just as he started making the album. Now, with a couple of years' distance from those days, Sean told FUV's Darren DeVivo about that rough road and shared his own story of where the title Honeydew came from.
I like the new album's called Honeydew, and I like the reason why you call the album Honeydew.
Right, yeah.
Everyone ate honeydew in the Mullins house, right? Honeydew melons.
It's actually, you know, it's done a lot in the South anyway, you know, and, you know, all the melons like honeydew and watermelon and those kind of things were really summer fruits. And, they, you know, I just grew up eating that stuff every day. And also it was my mom's favorite fruit. And she passed away a couple of years ago, and it was something that we always shared together. And also the word honeydew comes from a lyric in one of the songs on this new album called See That Train. And there's a line about this guy who's about to hop a train and he's missing his gal, you know, and he says that her kisses taste just like honeydew. That's really, you know, kind of literally where I lifted it from was my own lyric.
See that train rolling down a track. See that train rolling down a track. Once it's gone, oh Lord, it won't come back. Can't you hear that whistle blow? Can't you hear that whistle blow? That train's got my gal and all my dough, all my dough. Her name was Betty Sue. I said her name was Betty Sue. Her kisses taste just like honeydew, honeydew.
My mom and I were real tight. And also, I mean, musically speaking, she was a really big influence. You know, her and her father, Pappy, I called him, he was a big band musician and had played upright bass for, you know, 50 years all over the place. And so I grew up going to see him play. And mom played accordion and piano and ukulele and sang. And so, you know, she was just, they were my first musical influences. And it was you know, I'll miss her. I don't think I'll ever really get over that. But that was, the, you know, the beginning of me recording this record. That happened. And then my dog, you know, this is almost, it's like a bad country and western song, you know. But Brody had been with me almost 17 years, and he traveled around the country with me for 15 of those years. And so that happened just a few months after my mom passed. And then my house got burglarized, and they totally cleaned us out, and they stole my old guitar, my favorite old Gibson guitar. And they stole my laptop with all my songs and stories on them. You know, I was like, what the heck else can go wrong, you know? I mean, but somehow, within a little time, I started writing, and it's just kind of all poured out, and I guess, like they always say, it was like therapy, you know?
I'm just trying to get by. I'm just looking for a new high. Everybody moves so fast, no time to wonder why. I'm just trying to get by. Is it all in my head? All in my head. Can everything all right without me knowing? everything stays the same. Is it all in my head?
All in my head. Live music from Sean Mullins, recorded in FUV's Studio A. To hear more from Sean and many other artists, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.